Today we're taking our wild ride to a town in Colorado with a bunch of creepy, haunted, abandoned things. And I've got with me, joining me on the phone, an expert in this field. She's been to some of these places. It's my cousin Jade. Okay, so Jade, do me a favor. Tell me about, first of all, the Central City Cemetery. There's all kinds of history about this cemetery. It's in Central City, which is more known for like gambling. There's it's like the big gambling town, that and Black Hawk, and they're right next to each other. What's the Central City Cemetery like, first of all?
It's all like really overgrown, and it's like in the middle of this really thick forest, so it kind of feels like, I don't know, a nightmare or something. It's just really not taken care of and really old. And it's lost, like, in these woods.
And it's supposed to be kind of, it's supposed to be haunted, too. Have you heard any, like, stories of, you know, people having any kind of, like, paranormal stuff happen to them there?
Yeah, there's stories about this lady in black that people see at a couple of the headstones, like, certain days of the year. I'm not 100% sure what days they are out of the year, but there's a lady in black that people have seen, like, kneeling at headstones, and then there's also, like, this person in an orange jumpsuit people have seen wandering around there, and I guess it's a ghost, because, like, people have tried to go up to that person, and I think it's just some old ghost of, like, a prisoner or something.
Oh, that's way creepy. So how do you get to the cemetery from, like, Central City?
You have to go up, like, this dirt road. I'm not sure the name. Yeah, you go up this, like, hidden dirt road, and then you have to hike up, like, the rest of the way up there.
Okay, that's crazy. So there's the Central City Cemetery, and then there's, like, the Masonic Cemetery. Have you heard any stories about the Mason Cemetery?
Yeah, that's actually where the lady in black is at, is in that one. I guess she goes to the tomb of John Cameron. I guess she goes to his tombstone and leaves flowers, like, a couple times a year. And when I went up there, there was, like, flowers at that headstone. Like, I could see, I didn't go on the property, but I could see, like, the flowers that were, like, newer there, and I don't know who could have left them there.
Okay, so we just know that the lady drops the flowers on this John Cameron guy's grave, and that's one of the ghosts that people see, like, all the time at the Central City Cemetery, which is super creepy just, like, looking at it anyway. I mean, they're, like, some of the gravestones are all, they're not like regular gravestones. There's, like, really tall ones and really weird shaped ones. Just tell me a little bit about your experience, if you could. Go into the Central City Cemetery. Anything else you can take away from when you've been there?
There were a lot of, like, grave robbers, like, traps, I guess is what they are, and they were over, like, certain tombstones, and I didn't know what those were until my friend told me, so I thought that was really crazy that they used to put these traps on there so people wouldn't steal bodies or, like, money out of people's coffins. But it was really creepy. Like, we found a lot of weird old stuff that had to have been, like, dug up, or I don't know where it came from. There were old cans that were, like, from the 50s probably, just, like, all along that cemetery. And, like, it was really creepy. It felt like a nightmare. Like, we got a lot of strong feelings when we went up to the Central City one. And I guess at night, I guess that lady in orange, like, walks around the Central City one, like, at night.
Okay, so what are these, like, grave robber traps? What is that? What does that look like?
It's like a little fences that they put, like, these steel, like, fence trap things they put around the whole square of, like, where the coffin would be.
Oh, like, yeah, and I've seen that.
Yeah, and they have this thing that goes over the top of it that connects the two, like, steel little fences. That way you can't, like, pull the coffin out through the top.
Oh, that's a trip. Okay, so there's the Central City Cemetery, the main one. There's the Masonic Cemetery, which is, like, I don't know, probably even creepier. How many cemeteries are there in Central City? It's not that big of a town.
There's eight altogether.
There's eight cemeteries in the town of Central City.
Yeah, and they're all in the same, like, area, basically, in that abandoned woods out there.
Okay, that just, like, adds to the creepiness. Do you remember if, like, what any of the other cemeteries are, like, called, or what, you know, who's in the cemeteries, or anything like that?
Yeah, I got all the names for the cemeteries. There's the Catholic Cemetery, the Central City one, Forester's Cemetery, Knights of Plythia's Cemetery, the Masonic one, Misery Flats Cemetery, Red Man Lodge Cemetery, and the Rocky Mountain Cemetery number 2. And they're all in Gipling County.
You can check out more info, including photos, all that stuff about the Central City Cemetery right now on our, 95 Rock app and on our website, 95rockfm.com. Right on the front page, you will find all that and more on the Nate Wild page. Getting some responses on our 95 Rock app about our topic today. It's the creepiness that is Central City, Colorado. All right. Most specifically, we talked about the Central City Cemetery. We're going to be talking a little bit more about what's in this, historic Colorado town. But Kevin said the most scary thing that's happened to him in Central City was gambling and losing a lot of money. Yeah, it is, of course, a big gambling town as well. Emily said she's never actually been to any, creepy places in Central City, but seen videos online and doesn't really want to go there. Based on that, I don't blame you, Emily. Well, speaking of which, you can take virtual tours of these places and more. I've got that full article about the Central City Cemetery and all kinds of other abandoned, haunted, and creepy places in Colorado, of course, on my page, the Nate Wild page at 95rockfm.com and the 95 Rock app. All right, once again, today's Wild Ride. We are taking that ride to Central City, Colorado, talking about creepy, abandoned, haunted places. And I've got my cousin, the expert, Jade, with me. Okay, so switching gears a little bit here. In Central City also, in addition to the creepy Central City Cemetery, the Masonic Cemetery, there's the old Coeur d'Alene Mine, which you've been to, and it's open to the public, and you can check it out. So there's some history with the Coeur d'Alene Mine. Tell me about what you know about this place that you've been to.
What I know is that, I guess, the mayor was down there working, like, he worked in the mine, too, I think, and I guess some sparks, like, went off from one of the machines they were using, and it, like, set off something, and it blew up down there, so it, like, collapsed a lot of the mine down there, so they had to close it down, but he died down there.
Did anybody else die in the mine, or was it just him that this explosion killed?
I think it was just him. He was, like, him and one other person were the only ones down there. What I've read up on is just that he died. That's all I know.
Okay. What else do you know about this place?
It used to be, like, a different building, and it eventually rotted and, like, just broke down. So they rebuilt a, like, museum-type building to hold all the old machinery and old antique stuff that they used to have down there. So it's all in this new building, but they still have, like, part of the old building next to it that's all rotted out and stuff that you can go in. And, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, and then there's all these, like, buildings around the big, like, Coeur d'Alene mine building that they're abandoned too, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are. As far as I know, no one lives there, but there's, like, one house next to it that's just a little run-down shack, and they have, like, a really old car in the yard. But I'm pretty sure it's all abandoned. Like, I don't see why anyone would live there.
Okay. And then there's, like, this memorial thing outside of the Coeur d'Alene mine, like, on the way, like, on the side of the road, of the little dirt road that goes up there. And there's a memorial. There's, like, this big white cross-looking thing. And that's, you can't really tell from the road, but that's, like, a building. It's, like, halfway underground. Tell me about that place, if you can.
It's just where all the old miners, like, when they would die, like just from natural deaths, they would put their like graves up there, and that's what that memorial is. I couldn't get into like the building under or whatever was underneath. I couldn't get down that because it was like down the side of like a mountain, basically. So it was just for like the miners that died. It was a memorial for them.
So it's like a mass grave kind of a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's really creepy too.
Yeah, it's all really creepy up there, how they did stuff.
More on that story, all that crazy haunted abandoned things in Central City, on our website, 95rockfm.com, and the 95 Rock app. Hop on the Nate Wild page for that. And Jade, that you just heard her TikTok, where she explores these places. You can check out that stuff at Abandoned Places in CO on TikTok. Wild ride to Central City today with the help of my cousin Jade. She explores these creepy abandoned places in Colorado. We talked about the cemetery up there, as well as the Coeur d'Alene mine. And one of our listeners by the name of Hector sent us an app chat message via our 95 Rock app. He said, "Hi, my name is Hector, and I have a paranormal team named Hotchkiss Paranormal Investigators, and we actually captured a creepy picture at the Catholic cemetery up in Central City, Colorado. I heard you were talking about it, so I wanted to share." Thank you so much, Hector. And you can also send us app chats like that on our 95 Rock app, and check out the full stories behind the places we talked about today in Central City, the cemetery, the mine, in addition to all other kinds of stuff in Colorado, the creepy and haunted and abandoned. Just to give you a little taste, man, there's a murder house outside of Boulder. A guy threw his wife out the window, and she passed away, and apparently this house was built on an Indian burial ground as well. So double haunted. The World's Wonder View Tower is on the Eastern Plains in Colorado. It used to be this tourist attraction. It's now totally abandoned. There's another place, a little log cabin is what it's called. It was a daycare called that. It's totally abandoned right now too. A movie set where some very famous movies were filmed, True Grit being one of them with John Wayne, also Cannibal the Musical. It was a movie that the South Park guys did while they were still in college. That up there as well. An old property of a guy by the name of William Palmer. He's like a Colorado pioneer, one of the founding fathers, basically. His property is now totally abandoned, and there's hidden tunnels still there on his property. So I've got virtual tours of all those places and more on our website, 95rockfm.com, and the 95 Rock app. Just go to the Nate Wild page for all that. Once again, a big thank you to my cousin Jade. You can check out her TikTok videos on TikTok. Just search for Abandoned Places in CO. That is her handle on TikTok. One word, all right? And once again, you can find all that stuff that I talked about and more online, 95rockfm.com, and the 95 Rock app. Just go to the Nate Wild page.